What kind of maintenance therapies are being utilized nowadays, and what's being looked at in terms of new approaches to maintenance?
Yeah, a great question. The French at the previous ASH meeting presented a study that's since been published, which looked at randomizing patients after transplant to either observation, pomidronate, or pomidronate with thalidomide. And the patients who received thalidomide had a better overall survival. When they went back and looked at subgroup analyses, what they saw was that the thalidomide most benefited patients who were not in a very good PR or better. Also, patients with a high beta 2 microglobulin or deletion of 13 did not benefit. So what that suggests is that thalidomide maintenance is a good approach after transplant if you are in a partial response or worse and don't have a high beta 2 microglobulin and don't have a deletion of chromosome 13. So unfortunately, that's a small group of patients who would benefit from thalidomide maintenance. And many people would say that if you are in only a PR after transplant, you should probably go on and receive a second transplant because we know that those are the people who benefit. But it does suggest that thalidomide is effective in some folks, and there is an ongoing trial right now looking at observation versus lenalidomide, which we hope is going to be more effective in part because people tolerate it better and can stay on therapy better. Plus, I mentioned the data about lenalidomide and deletion of chromosome 13, where lenalidomide has activity there. So I think a lot of us are a lot more optimistic that lenalidomide maintenance after transplant would be a benefit to a larger group of people than thalidomide. There also are studies looking at bortezomib in the maintenance setting, and we don't have a lot of data about that yet, but certainly bortezomib would be an interesting drug in that regard. And of note, one of the other interesting studies recently presented was a trial looking at subcutaneous administration of bortezomib, which was shown to be safe and effective. And that might be a little bit more convenient for patients, especially in a maintenance setting where they could get the drug even at home without necessarily having to go into the clinic or the hospital to get IV therapy.
And I'm guessing that bortezomib-IMiD maintenance therapy is also being looked at?
There are trials looking at that. I think one of the things we're going to need to try to figure out, though, is, again, if patients in a complete response don't benefit from maintenance and the number of patients in a CR is increasing all of the time because our induction is better and better, it may turn out that the proportion of patients who really need maintenance therapy is going to be decreasing as time goes on.